Afternoon, everyone. It's been a pleasant Sunday today, and we are all glad that we are here to glorify the name of the Lord and to obey to His commandments. Today, let us see a few things from the Bible on the topic called haste. So, the word haste stands for to do things swiftly, quickly, or in other words, we can say to accelerate, to do certain things in a faster way. In day-to-day life, we are coming across these words very often. Hurry, do it now, do it soon. So these words have become very common in use in these days. Why? People want everything to be done in a very faster way. We can take this topic in any aspect. If you want to reach to a place, we want to go in a shorter span of time. If you want to build a house, we want to build it very soon. So people want to spend less time, but they want to accomplish very great things. A famous caption of an internet service provider in India, it explains the present scenario. The caption they say is, "Impatient is the new life." So people are no more patient, people do not have time in today's life. They want everything to be done in a very faster way. So for example, if we can see the speed of internet. The speed of internet when it was founded, it was 56 kilobytes per second. It was very, very slow at that time. But today people have invented many things, the technologies have advanced much more, where now we have an internet speed of 100 megabytes per second. So these things really show that the entire world is running in a very faster way. People have no time for anything. So even advancement in transports, mobiles, computers, even in our eating habits, we see that we don't spend much time. There was a time ago where we had restaurants, but now we have fast foods, like people who serve food in a short period of time. So these developments have changed the lifestyle of people who live in this world. So we live in a mechanized world, and some work very much hard. They don't have even time to spend time with their family, with their friends. So when it is the case to spend some time with the family, where are we with God? How much time do we allocate to spend some time with God? And people who live such a kind of a busy life, they become very uncomfortable. They become very sad when things do not get according to what they want. They want something to be done in a few days, and if that doesn't happen, they get very much uncomfortable for that. So they get very angry, very irritated. So they lose their patience in all these things. And what is the consequence of this? In everyday newspaper we see murder, suicides, rapes, and pregnancy at small ages, like these kind of topics, they come in the headlines of the newspaper in day-to-day life. So all these things reflect that people do not have patience in anything. They want everything to be done in a very faster way. They don't have time to spend with their family. They don't have time to spend with their friends. And of course, when they cannot spend with these things, they cannot spend time with God. So why all these things are happening? When we think about the mindset of the people, it seems that self-control and patience, these two words are long forgotten. People do not remember these things. They do not have self-control in what they do. So comparing in our practical life, if this is the case of those people who do not live according to what God is telling to them, people who are non-believers, if that is the case for them, how are we, the people who have been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, how are we spending our lives in today's world? Bible says the basic foundation of a Christian living starts with spending some time with God every day. But now we stumble at this basic foundation. We are not according to what God says. We stumble at this basic foundation and we try to build a very tall structure of buildings, like acting as if though we live a very good life, a life which is pleasing to God. But how can we pretend to God? But sometimes we do it. the basic foundation of spending some time with God is no longer with us, because we are short of time in everything. We want everything to be done in a very quicker way, and we don't have time to spend with God. And even sometimes, like, each of us work in different concerns. For our daily life, we work somewhere. And even in those places, it is not accepted if we give some reasons if we do some wrong. If I did a mistake and I need to accept it. But most of the times, we tend to give some reasons, because of this I couldn't do it. Like, but we know that this reason will not be accepted by our higher officials, but still we do it. But if this is the case in this worldly offices and the concerns, how many times do we tend to give some silly reasons to God? God, this is the reason why I could not attend the Bible studies. God, this is the reason why I forgot about you. God, this is the reason why I could miss the Sunday worship. At times we tend to do these things, but where are we? As the children of God, how can we accept these things? So these are very important things that we should always keep in our mind. And if we do those things, we are just like the other people who are living in this world. There is no difference between them and us. We are the children of God, and there has to be a clear distinction between the lives of those people and the lives of ours. So, as I earlier said, like, we want to hurry up things. We want to do everything in a faster way. But God is not like that. When we always tend to do things more than what God is telling to us, that is not the way that God is expecting it. The God's time, the time frame of God, is completely different than what we live. For example, we can read in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 11. It says, God has made everything beautiful in its time. God knows. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 11. So even when we start reading from the beginning of this chapter, it says that for each and everything there is a specific time. God has set a specific time for each and every aspect in this world. Verse 11 says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. So God's time is completely different than what we have. We are thinking of. Sometimes we want to do things much more quicker, but God says, please wait, I will do it in my time. If you do not wait, it is not going to happen that way. If you read in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 8. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 8, which says, But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years is like a day. So we can compare what our 24 hours means to God. According to this verse, we live in a total different time frame. So whatever we think that this thing has to happen at this moment, no. That is not the way a proper Christian has to think. Everything is done according to the will of God. So as a Christian, we have to be very patient enough for things to happen. Like a couple of weeks before, Peter also preached according to the same topic. Like, we need to wait for the Lord's will to happen. That is how our life has to be scheduled. We can see some examples in the Bible where people, when they were confronted with these kind of situations, how did they react to it? For example, we can see the story of Joseph. In the book of Genesis, we read about Joseph. He was put in a prison for a wrong which he didn't do. But what did Joseph do at that time? Did he go to the prison manager and did he claim that he didn't do anything? No, it was not my mistake. Did he do that? No. Joseph waited in the prison patiently for the God to lift him up, for the God to react on him. So what was the conclusion of that story? We have read it many times, so we are not going to read it today. So what happened at the last time? So Joseph was released from the prison. God helped him to be released from the prison, and finally he was made as a king. So when we wait for God to do his will, we will be exalted much more than what we think of. On the other hand, we can see another example of Moses. So Moses is one of the greatest leaders that we can read in the Bible. He has led the entire people of Israel from the Egypt slavery, and he wanted to bring everyone into the land of Canaan. But even Moses lost his privilege into going into the land of Canaan. Why? Because he hasted and he disobeyed God by striking the rock for water. God told Moses, speak to the rock. But what did Moses do? He struck the rock, but the water came. But at the end, it seems that it shows that Moses disobeyed God. So sometimes we also tend to do this kind of an activity. We tend to run ahead of God to seek things which we want. We don't wait for God. God, I want this thing to happen very soon. At this time, I have these things to be done and I want to do it now. No, that is not the way how a Christian life has to be scheduled, how a Christian life has to be practiced. And we can also see another example of Noah. And we go to the book of Genesis chapter 6. We can read a few verses of this. Genesis chapter 6. So when we read from the first verse, we see what is the situation at that time. God was so displeased with the people because the iniquities and the sins that people started to make, it has made God so displeased that he wanted to get rid of all these people from this earth. But we see Noah was a righteous man. God was pleased with Noah. With the way he was living there, God was very pleased with him. So what did God decide? So we can read from verse 9. This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless, among the people of his time, and he walked with God. Noah had 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, and all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood, make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. So God sees the situation there, which is full of violence, and people have become more corrupt. They do not want to seek God anymore. So God was very angry with those people, but he wanted to save Noah's family. So God told Noah, please build an ark. I will tell you the commandments, the length and breadth and all those instructions on how you need to build an ark. I will tell you and you do it. But Noah really waited for God and he built an ark. So it might have taken several years for Noah to complete the ark, but he was not at all impatient. He was not at all confused whether God will bring the rain or not, because at that time no one knew that how rain will be. No one has never seen a rain. So, but Noah was not doubtful. He knew that God, whatever God has said to him, when he does it, God will be pleased because of that. So after many years or many days, Noah built this ark. So when he completed the ark, God came to Noah. Noah, okay, now we are done with the ark. So I want you and your family to get into the ark, and you bring all the pairs of all the animals, each pair of all the animals, bring it inside and keep it with you, and I am going to shut the door. So if we were in that situation, we might have been thinking, okay, God is going to shut the door and immediately it is going to rain. But that did not happen. When we read in the book of Genesis chapter 7, and verse 10. It says, and after 7 days, the flood water came on earth. So which means Noah and his family were inside the ark for 7 days and nothing happened. Just imagine ourselves, if we are in that situation, we might be a little bit doubtful. God said that he will bring rain and he will bring flood, but nothing happened. And it's been 7 days now. What happened, God? Are you going to bring the rain or not? But here we see Noah was waiting so patiently for God to do his will. This is what a proper Christian has to live his life like. Even we are supposed to do the same thing. Even we are to leave all the things to God, and God will do it accordingly in his time. So God knows what is the next thing that has to be happen in our life, and he knows which is the best thing that he has to do in our life. So he knows everything. Sometimes we run out of time. That's where it comes down to. So we should be very patient. In Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 40 and verse 1, here we read, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. So we are all supposed to do one thing. Like David says here, he waited patiently for the Lord. Even we in our daily lives, there are many things that we tend to do things in a very faster way, in a quicker way, and we always pray to God, God, I pray to you that this has to happen this now. No, that is not the right way to do it. Here, as David says, we are supposed to be waiting patiently for the Lord. And surely he will turn to us and he will hear our cry. So patience is a very important characteristic of a Christian. So patience, and especially with God, it's much more important. Quickly, we can turn our Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 36 until 38. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a very little time while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. So here we read that we need to persevere so that when we have done the will of God, he will give us what he has promised. God has promised that he will give his eternal life to us. So we all can cherish the eternal life with God for many, many, many more years to come. But there are certain things that we need to do in order to receive what he has promised to us. We need to persevere and we need to do it in a patient way. And when we read further in 37, he says, he who is coming will come and he will not delay. Because even today many preachers and who do not believe the Christianity, they still say, oh, Christianity says that Jesus Christ is going to come for the second time, and it's been 2000 years now. People waited and expected by the year of 2000 the world will end, but that didn't happen, and people started to think, oh, Jesus Christ told that he will come, and we don't know when he will come, how long he is going to delay. But the Bible still says that he will not delay it, because there is a specific time when Jesus is going to come, and God knows the time. It will be like a day when a thief will be coming. No one knows when he is exactly going to come, but all we have to do is to wait for him patiently. We need to wait in faith according to the commandments of God and this and Jesus Christ, but we have to wait, and he will not delay his coming. So we need to have faith, and we need to have faith in a patient manner. So this is all what God is expecting. So, when we thought about things of hasting, to do things in a faster and quicker way, we can see, are we then supposed to not to haste? No, Bible doesn't say so. There are many things that we need to haste. For example, to live a pleasing life to God, to share the good gospel, the good news about the gospel to all our friends, to pray for the nation, to pray for all the entire universe. In these things, we are supposed to hate. We are supposed to react very swiftly. But if we do not haste, then we have to just wait. Amen. Amen.